through tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday afternoon, March the 21st, 1992. Spring camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Irma Miller is the speaker of the afternoon.
Am I alive? Can you hear me back there? Would you please turn this fan right here off? You'll have to smother on behalf of my throat. You know, the north wind doesn't do me any good, and I don't know which one it is, Jane. Probably that one. Turn to Matthew 17. I've got to hurry because we need to get finished here and pray for some of you. I appreciate the hunger that's in all of you. Everybody is just so hungry. And we had such a wonderful meeting. I tell you, Demarius, she really bared her soul up there, didn't she? Didn't you enjoy that?
Yeah.
One day, next time they come back, you were involved. You were involved. You are... She told everything.
Jeremiah, it's not recorded, so they can't use it.
Well, I tell you, the Lord works all different ways to cause us to overcome, and He usually works through our husbands or our family or those around about us. And so, praise God, we're not bastards, that's for sure, because we're all being tested and tried. And the title of this teaching will be The Lost Art of Fasting. Isn't that an exciting title? You know, many times we pray and pray and pray and pray and we don't get any answers. Now, this afternoon, by the word of God, I'm going to show you the answers to moving the hand of God if it is His will. Let's start in Matthew 17, the 14th verse. Now, Jesus had been up on the Mount of Transfiguration and He was gone. And the disciples had tried their wings and it didn't work. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to Jesus and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed. How many of you have been sorely vexed in the year of 1991? I think more people were tested and tried. For oftentimes he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Now, we are all basically disciples, aren't we? We're learners. We're learning. Then Jesus answered and said, he could say some cutting things, couldn't he? Oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you or put up with you? Bring him hither to me. Father, you bring this boy over to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? Now, we had a great success when we went out before, and they had come back and rejoicing because the demons were subject unto them. But this time, they'd had a failure. How many have had failures when you pray? When you pray for people, sure. And Jesus said, well, boys, here's the answer. Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, that's just a teeny little thing, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, these kinds of spirits goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Now that was the answer that Jesus gave them, and that is the answer for today. When we pray and pray and pray, and we can't get an answer, we're going to have to fast. How many love to fast? She likes to fast. I like to fast, too. I like to fast. Now, in Acts 14 and 23, And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, the early church did a lot of fasting, didn't they? And a lot of praying. And we're going to have to, as a church, as a group of people, we are the church in here, one of you, we're going to have to get our answers through prayer and fasting. Do you believe that? They commended them to the Lord on whom they believed, and so on and so forth. So Paul said, I've been in fastings often, didn't he? They were used to fasting in those days. Unbelief is going to leave us when we fast. It's just an automatic thing that the Lord is going to begin to deliver us from our unbelief. Now, a long time ago, years ago, we were traveling with Gary Prince in Evangelistic Temple, and it was the last morning service, and he was staying with some very high-class architects, and they had invited some very high-class interior decorators to the meeting, and they had asked Eric not to do any of his demonology teaching. You know, we like to be nice when we have special people coming in. So, and they were all going out to lunch, and so Derek had told us that before, that they were going, and he sort of smiled, you know, when he said what they'd asked him. And the meeting was over, and I heard a woman scream. And I was out in the foyer, and they had these flopping doors, you know, that went either way. I went over and looked in, and I saw Derek and all the preachers going out the side door, and these interior decorators. And I thought, who in the world was that that screamed? So I went back packing up books and getting ready to leave. And some of you have heard this before. But anyway, a lady came out pretty soon, very well dressed in a white outfit. And I was talking to a lady that had cancer and had been over there, and they'd really given her up at MD Anderson. And she cried, started to cry. She took a great liking to me. She'd come by the book table every service and talk to me. And I said, oh, don't let that spirit of grief take you over. And just as I said that, this woman dressed in white said, she don't have a spirit of grief, and screamed that same blood-curdling scream and fell to the floor. Well, that was a experience. Now, we were used to, Brother Prince was teaching us all the time, but he was always there. And when you have your teacher there, you know, you feel pretty confident to pray. It was nothing we could do that I could do, and another lady was there, a Greek Orthodox preacher's wife, and we began to pray for this woman. And this, I'm not going to go into this long thing of what went on, 2 or 3 hours, but that spirit would talk out of this woman. It wasn't her voice or anything. It would say, this is my home. I've been here since she's 4 years old, and I'm not coming out. I said, oh, yes, you are. And we would talk back to it, give it scriptures, and it just kept saying, I'm not coming out. This is my home. Where would I go? I said, well, you're going to have to go. And I persevered. And you know, when you're a novice, you do everything, you try everything, and something's going to work eventually. Finally, we all prayed in tongues. The other woman, and then a preacher came by, and he got down on his knees and prayed. And then the music director came by. No slurs against music directors, but he came by with a policeman. And here's this woman laying there, and she'd been flopping around. She had diamonds, big, huge. She was an oil man's wife, flopping around with her hands on that side stone foyer. And so she got real quiet when they came in. I was glad of that. And he said, oh, what happened? And the music director said, oh, she just fainted. And so they left. But eventually we all prayed in tongues once it was praying. And I said, we don't know your name, but the Holy Ghost knows your name. And you give us your name now in the name of Jesus. And it says, my name is unbelief. I kill the Christians. I won't let them believe they're healed. Have you ever been healed and then you lose your healing? I kill the Christians. My name is unbelief. Well, that sort of told me something. I thought about that for a long time. I'm still thinking about that. How so many people, healing is in the atonement, the stripes, and yet we have so many sick people in the body of Christ. And she touched on that this afternoon. We have to have good, healthy bodies. And God's not going to hit us with a glory hammer. And we're going to have to do a few things. We're going to have to shape up our diet. We're going to have to shape up our bodies. To be, now, you all marvel at Glenn at 71 standing up here dancing, and he broke his hip 2 years ago and all this. How we handle so much work that we have to do here. Well, it's the strength of the Lord. But we had done our part. Our part has been, we had been eating correctly for about, well, since when? About 1965 or? We began eating no abominable foods in the Bible, first of all. We began eating a lot of vegetable juice and staying away from a lot of things that we have no business eating. And our bodies, the Lord has just, you know, he says, I'll renew your youth. I like that. I might be 70, but I don't want to look 70. I don't want to act 70. I don't want to cripple around, you know. I believe he can restore your youth and my youth. Do you believe that? But you've got to walk into that by faith and believe. He said it. Let's believe it. Shall we? Okay. Now, in the 40s, our family... Oh, yes, she got delivered. Every time I see her now, she hugs me. Not because of what we did, but because of Jesus and how happy she is. How happy she is. And I know many of you have gotten delivered since you've been here, and you come up and hug me. And I appreciate that, and I'll appreciate your prayers. Every day we need your prayers. We need powers that come against this campground you'll never believe, and the persecution, and we need all of you to pray for us. Don't just think, well, there's somebody big and blah, blah. We're not. We're still human. My dad used to say, honey, don't worry. He was an Assembly of God preacher. Don't worry about those people who think they are the upper crust, because the lower crust is made out of the same dough. So none of us are the upper crust. None of us. We're all in this warfare together. What you're fighting, I might not be fighting. And what I'm fighting, you might not be fighting, but we're all in this warfare together. Spiritual warfare, it's called. Now, in the early days, in the 40s, there was a lot of great miracles of people coming through the land ministry. And most of them had fasted 40 days. Do you all remember that? Brother Branham? We were with him. Glenn sponsored one meeting for, what was it, 2 weeks or something, a tent meeting, and then we went to Mexico City. And he was a great man of God, really. But he got it through fasting and prayer. Brother Freeman was a healing minister. Everybody he prayed for that was deaf and dumb were healed. Did you ever go to any of his meetings? Everybody. He'd always say, I know what you said and told me, Lord. And he'd just put his hands in their ears, and they wouldn't even be able to talk. They could hear, and they'd say, he'd teach them to talk right on the platform. And I'd have a whole line of people. And we attended those meetings, and we were happy to go to those meetings because we saw the Lord work even through some people that we knew. And he'd tell them to say Jesus. And they'd say, and he'd get them down so they got their tones down. And it was a marvelous. Brother Oral Roberts fasted 40 days. And his tent meetings were just absolutely wonderful. He used to come to the Los Angeles area, and we would go to the meetings. T.L. Osborne fasted 40 days. Is this saying anything to you? Tommy Hicks. We have some books over there called The Visions of Annie. Brother Edward Miller wrote those, but they had this tremendous revival in Argentina. And this girl, Annie, was healed and delivered and was caught away to heaven, and she gives these visions. She gave them to Brother Edward Miller. You probably know him, don't you? And he wrote them down, and they're real invigorating. But they brought Tommy Hicks down to Argentina, and Tommy Hicks had fasted and prayed 40 days. Even he was at Demon Shakarian's at the Full Gospel, a businessman, when they were establishing it, and he went into a trance, I would say, in the spirit, and he just outlined what the Lord was showing to Brother Shakarian about starting this Full Gospel businessman where so many people received the Holy Spirit. He had this revival, and they had to get skip loaders in to haul away the wheelchairs and the crutches, because everybody was healed. And when you see a miracle of healing, it draws hundreds of people to the Lord. And A.A. Allen was another tent meeting preacher with a lot of miracles who fasted and received the deliverance ministry. Now, I'm sorry to say that all of these people, you know, some people can't handle any popularity. The devil comes at them in ways we'll never understand probably, and some of them fell. But the people still didn't lose their healings. Now, I'm going to talk about appetite. It started in the garden, didn't it? It started in the garden. Jesus received the Holy Spirit, and immediately he went to the wilderness for 40 days. You find that in Matthew 4 and 2. And he was what? Tested by the enemy, wasn't he? He was tried and tested. The minute you receive the Holy Spirit, you're going to be tested. The minute you start fasting, you're going to be doubly tested. Unbelief, I would say, is a stronghold. It is a terrible stronghold that we need, as a body of Christ, we need to pull it down every day. She told how she prays every day for certain things. For you, too. We all need to pray for our husbands, don't we? Unbelief is a stronghold. You will make rapid, I wrote this out, the Lord gave this to me, you will make rapid strides in spiritual advancement of progress if you'll fast. Nothing shall be impossible to you. Now, it may not come overnight, but you're going to see it as a gradual thing. Brother Prince taught us to fast and pray systematically at least once a week. Now, we fast here on Thursdays for breakfast and lunch, and then all your calls that come in for prayer, we read them, and letters that come in, and we pray over them. We have wonderful reports back of how the Lord has changed people. It's going to, how many believe you're carnal yet? Well, we're still carnal, aren't we? It's going to get rid of all these strongholds of carnality. And yesterday we took up upstairs the women complaining. Today she got on envy, and what else she got on? Bitterness. All of that's going to make you sick. Now, envy will kill you because that hits the liver. The old saying, green with envy, that's got more to it than what we think. You become envious, and it's going to get into your liver, and the next thing you know, you're going to have cancer, cirrhosis of the liver. Fasting is going to be a powerful weapon on your flesh, and the five senses hate it. Now, yesterday I told those women I was going to pray over them, and we didn't get to it today. I want you to go to Hebrews 5, 13th verse. Hebrews 5 and 13. For everyone that uses milk, milk is in the 30-fold, isn't it? Is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a baby. We all have to go through the milk stage in order to go up to the 100-fold or even have permission to go on up. You know, it says, we're going to go on if God permits us. But if we don't get our ABCs in the 30-fold, we're not going to go anywhere. We'll not even go up to the 60-fold. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. Now, we had some strong meat last night. Now, you may have to hear that from other ministers. Two or three times, you put A and B and C, and you're going to start hearing that. The strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, are growing up or maturing, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. You know, half of, I'd say 90% of Christianity, or so-called Christians, don't have any idea really what evil is. They condone it. Well, I used to. I'd say, oh, whatever turns you on, okay. You know, I didn't worry about anybody. Whatever they wanted to do, I thought it was all right. That isn't what God said, is it? That isn't what he said. We are going to happen. I'm going to stop here right now, and we're going to pray that your spiritual senses will be exercised. Now, in the spirit realm, I was telling the girls up there about seeing a lady with a black nose in the spirit, but I didn't know what it meant. I had to pray. Asked the Lord, and I prayed a long time about this because it concerned me because she was a good friend of ours. And one day, you know, you get your answers from a lot of people. You might think you get it from the pulpit all the time. You don't. The Lord's going to give it to you wherever he wants to give it to you. And I was watching the Today Show one morning, and Dr. Eulene says, we can always tell when people are going to die, their nose turns black. It starts on the end, and it'll gradually go up, and you die in your nose first. So I said, Praise God. Then I got worried that that woman was going to die. What I was really seeing was a spiritual death that she was going to come into, which she did. You see, the Lord uses all different things, but we need our spiritual senses exercised that we see in the Spirit, don't we? We need to be able to see what the Lord's trying to show us. Now, it may take you 2 weeks to catch on to something, but eventually he's going to open it up. And I want to pray for you. I remember Dick Mills did this once at a Four Gospel convention. He just laid hands on all of us, and I'm not going to do that. We don't have to have hands laid on us all the time. It's all right. But I'm going to believe that your spiritual ears are going to open so you'll hear the voice of God. How many never do hear the voice of God? You feel like you're going around the dark. Well, I hate to have you put up your hands because I know many of you do not hear the voice of God. And none of us are too proficient in it, I don't believe. I think we need to have more spiritual ears. We need more understanding of our spiritual eyes to discern. We need our nose, a sense of smell. You can smell demons. You can also smell Jesus and the angels. That rose of Sharon, that beautiful lily of the valley. And what? Bread. And this touch. I was telling the girls yesterday, sometimes I've laid hands on people's back and I can feel like I had my hands on a gunny sack of snakes were going around in there. Serpents. Don't think that we're not surrounded by the enemy, because we are. You can pass it off and say, I don't believe in that deliverance stuff. Look, Jesus, that was his whole teaching. He went about doing good, Acts 10:38, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for what God was with him. The ministry of Jesus was deliverance and healing. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, underlined it all in red, where he was on every page. He was healing or delivering somebody. So it's not out of style, I tell you. That's just all. Anybody who wants their spiritual senses exercise, I'm going to believe right now that that's going to happen. Is that all right? You got to believe? Everybody believing? I'm going to pray for you right now and just believe that you receive. Father, we come in the name of Jesus right now that every person sitting in here that desires it, that you will cause them to exercise their spiritual senses, that they'll be able to see in the Spirit, hear in the Spirit, smell in the Spirit, taste in the Spirit, and feel in the Spirit. Lord, we want more of you today. We want you to come down and give us everything that you have planned for us today. Lord, we are receivers, and you're more willing to give to us than we are to receive. But right now, we just minister the spiritual senses, that they will be exercised, that they will be different when they go home than when they came. I thank you for it. I praise you, Jesus. 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 Do you know that Satan's imps has involved and invaded the church? He has gathered his army, and he's invaded the church with all kinds of banquets and socials and get-togethers. And when food is served, you'll have a big crowd at your Wednesday night meeting if you have a social. Well, I see it here, and they'll come. But I'm telling you, we need food. We need meat. We need meat. Wasn't that rich this morning? See, it was funny, but we have to have some joy with all of this, or you go crazy. You have to laugh and enjoy the Lord and what he's done. One time we was praying for a lady, and she'd never been here before, and bless her heart, I think she was a Baptist, and she had took to drinking, and they were very big businessmen in Dallas, and her son called and wanted to know if we ever prayed for people who drank and got drunk. I said, yes, you do. Well, I want to bring my mother. So she came up, and Patty and I was praying for her and her son. She was very scared, and I don't blame her. I was too at this time. I saw any demonology exhibition. And she said, now, when my husband has parties for his employees, one drink and I go crazy. I'm hugging and kissing all the men. I'm just acting horrible, and I don't want to do that. But she said, I don't want you to get them all out of me. I want you to leave one in. So that I can go and drink with one drink with the crowd, and I won't act a fool. I said, no, It's all or none. So she sat there a minute. She said, all right, all. She got such a wonderful deliverance. And every time I see those people, they live in El Paso now. I mean, the sun does. We always stop them when we drive through. She has never had another drink and acted crazy. Now, is that the Lord? Yeah, we could have compromised, you know, because she was nice and lovely. We could have said, well, okay, you know. No, it's got to be all. We've got to get all these things out of us that are displeasing to the Lord. And if you don't know what they are, ask the Holy Spirit to turn the light on you. And when that light hits, like he talked about last night, wasn't that Rich, the light of the Lord? When that light turns on you, you better act. You better receive it and begin to do whatever the Holy Spirit's telling you to do. Now, when you fast, see the eye gate. Now, Glenn always says he's never hungry, and he doesn't even know if he eats or not. You can tell by looking at him, although he has gained some weight lately. But he doesn't know if he eats or not. He'll go all day long. I said, did you eat today? I don't remember. Well, he knows he didn't, but he just doesn't want me to say, well, you've got to eat. Well, anyway, when you are fasting, it will be good if you just put some masking tape over your refrigerator door and cut out doing those T-bone steaks and everything. Because when you see food, he says he's never hungry until he sees it, and then he can put it away. When you see that, it's a temptation. Now, if you're strong enough not to yield to the temptation, well, you can cook a T-bone steak if you want to, and it won't touch you if you're fasting. But if you're not that strong, well, you're liable to eat and give in. But the Bible says, yield not to temptation, doesn't it? And we have to watch these tempting things that tempt us. Now, Glenn and I are not such big fasters, but we've done a lot of it over the years. And we've always come through with some special prayer answered. Always. The Lord is going to meet you when you sacrifice and not eat. Now, when Glenn had this vision, this is a vision that he started talking to me about in 1967, which I didn't want to hear. You'll hear about that on the tape. I thought he was crazy. I thought he was losing his mind, and I said, all of our friends think we're crazy, and I thought it too. He would tell me about this river running down through this property he was seeing. We'd never been to Arkansas in our life. He told me about the trees that shed their leaves and the trees that didn't shed their leaves. And he said, we were praying for people. Well, that's the last thing I wanted to do, because we were very successful as consultants in the aerospace industry after we'd sold our business. And I was thinking I was going to make cookies for the grandchildren and rock them in the rocking chair and act like a human being instead of racing off to work 12 and 15 hours a day. And we had, the Lord sold that business in 1965, and we lived what I call the life of Riley. We started going to all these big meetings and just having a wonderful time enjoying ourselves that we hadn't been able to do all the years that we were working. We'd come back from a convention and they'd call us to work, all of our competitors that would call us to work after we'd sold our business, and we'd go and work maybe 8 or 10 weeks at Lockheed or Litton or someplace that was working on a proposal, and we'd make a lot of money, and then we'd go home and go to another meeting. We wouldn't work for a while. But see, the Lord showed him this, and he said, we're praying for people, even people we know. I said, I'll come off of it. And eventually, we spent enough money to build I don't know what here, racing around looking for the color green that it had to be. And looking for this water that was clear. Now, he told me it's not in California, but I didn't want to hear that. And we'd lived out there all those years. And he told me it wasn't in Illinois or Missouri because they've got muddy water. It's clear water, he said. We went to Idaho. We went to Washington. We went to Oregon. We went all over. And we couldn't find the place. But one day, this very same lady that had the spiritual death on her, talked and told us about Jackson, when she was in Jackson, Mississippi. She told us you should come to Hot Springs, Arkansas. It's the most beautiful place in the world. I thought, Arkansas. But here we are. See, I'd always heard of pigs and chickens under the house and wash machine on the front porch. And I just could not bring myself to it. And I was telling the girls, I really dragged my feet all the way. I wasn't too happy to give up all of the money that was in the bank to buy a place in the wilderness. This was a wilderness when we come here. But we finally found it after, how many years did we live? From 1967 to 1972. Then it took us 2 years to move here to get up enough nerve to leave California. But here we are, and the Lord has supplied wonderfully with wonderful people. They have come from far and wide to be delivered. I never told the girls, I was telling this, I never told the girls how the Lord had, I get these prophecies. Preachers would come in, they'd prophesy over me, and I don't mind to be prophesied over, but they would tell me, you're going to come into a hundredfold. Said, because you have given up houses and lands, which we did. We gave up my parents because they wanted us to build an Assembly of God church out here. And when we wouldn't, and when we had deliverance meeting, the first one, they moved away. And that was a big blow. But it said, you're going to have it with persecution. Well, we haven't reached a hundredfold yet, but the promise is here because we've got all the prerequisites. We have given up mother and father. We've given up children. They all turned against us. They're gradually coming back. We've given up, what else does it say? Houses and land and with persecution. And he said, I'll return it a hundredfold. Well, this house over here, this new house, my mother died. And I know why she died. She wasn't sick. She just waned away and died because the Bible says, come not against God's anointed. Now, we're not saying we're so anointed, but we had the anointing of God upon us. And she came against us hard and fast. And she didn't live very long. But my dad remarried. And here he'd been a Pentecostal preacher since 1932. In the same denomination her father was in, and had preached and built many new churches, raised up in town in many new churches. And he wrote and told me, I think I want to marry so-and-so, and she is a Church of God, a Christian church, wasn't it? Church of Christ. And he said, but I'm not going to do it now if you don't want me to. I'm the only daughter, and we have a brother. And I thought, how could he pull that? Of course, he was about 78 or 79 years old. And I thought about it. Well, he doesn't want to live with me. He doesn't want to live with my brother. He shouldn't be living alone. So I finally said, well, all right, but you take care of us with a will, my brother and I. Oh, no problem, no problem. But there was a problem. Because he lived about 5 years, and his wife, who had fallen heir to a big estate that belonged partly to my dad, and she was married to my dad's cousin, and he got killed after he swindled the whole family out of the big estate, and he didn't live very long, and so he was going to marry this lady, no problem. Well, she gave me $1,000 Assembly of God policy when he died. That's all she gave me, and I remember going out of that. When I'm really travailing in the Spirit, I always hold myself like this, and I say, oh, God, help us, because we were needing money down here badly for this place. Well, the Lord had it all in His hands. She came down here to visit me. He used to bring her down and try to get us to pray her through to the Holy Ghost. Well, you may as well pray for a stick. I mean, He couldn't pray her through. He said, you pray her through. Oh, we couldn't pray her through. I didn't know what was wrong. This particular night, she came down. After he died about 6 months, she came down with a friend of ours that brought her down to visit Irma. And that particular Saturday night, I was talking about the occult. And I was on the Masons and the Eastern Star. I was riding down hard on that. If any of you belong to that, you need deliverance. Get out of it. And when I gave the altar call, there was two or three girls here from Oral Roberts University that wanted deliverance. And here she comes down this aisle, right down here. And I thought, well, I didn't really think too much. I just said, well, Wilma, what do you want the Lord to do for you today, tonight? She said, I'd like to be delivered from the Eastern Star. Oh, talk about wanting to fall over like a feather. I said, I pulled myself together. I said, oh, okay. So Glenn came over and we laid our hands on her, applied the power of the Holy Ghost, and we said, come out of her, you evil power of the Eastern Star. And out this thing come growling, barking, snarling. Her face turned into like a wolf, and her mouth came right up my arm like it was going to eat me up. And I thought, wow, that wasn't. There is something in her. And we prayed for the other girls, and I said, now I want to pray the Holy Ghost back into all of you. And I said, Wilma, would you like the power of the Holy Ghost prayed in where this thing left you? And she said, oh, yes. Now, the whole audience saw this. I'm not making this up as a wild tale. Everybody saw it. So she said, oh, yes. We laid our hands on her, applied the power of the Holy Ghost to enter that area. And I'm telling you, she threw her arms up and began to pray in the best tongues you've ever heard. The Holy Ghost. So you see, we these little foxes is what's going to spoil our vines. That terrible spirit of unbelief that kills the Christians and holds us back from God's best. He's got so much for us, and he wants to do so much for us if we can only believe. I've got a few more notes here, and I can't see what time it is. Glenn, you took up a lot of time, didn't you? Oh, well. Well, after that, she loved me. She changed her will, and she had that big estate. She didn't know how much money she had. And she had a heart, she had a stroke and died. Well, my nephew is a banker up in Hannibal and Quincy, Illinois, president of two banks. He called and said, Aunt Irma, you and my dad have inherited a lot of money. I said, really? He said, yes. I said, oh, my, praise the Lord. And I didn't know how much a lot of money was. I've got to watch this. Anyway, thank you. Thank you, brother. Anyway, she gave us enough money. It couldn't be settled until her 94-year-old mother died, because she was getting half, a fourth of the estate, and her brother was getting a fourth of the estate. And one or the other of them had to die before we was going to get anything. Well, I had thoughts of praying for that woman to die. After about a year, she didn't die. And I got the thought. Who do you think that thought came from? I thought better. I don't want to pray for anybody to die. I might die myself. So I just said, your will, your way, Lord. And one day, the mother died. And so this money was being invested and everything. It's when the stock market was real high. And the Lord gave us enough money to build this 5,000 square feet house. It's two levels. And for all the preachers to stay over there so we didn't have to put them up in motels. And it's a beautiful home, isn't it? Then the Lord, I know full well, the Lord gave it to us. He gave it to us because of his promise. But I never did really believe that it would ever happen, you know, although I knew about it. You can read a lot of things, and you can halfway believe, but it happened because he said. And whatever he says, it's going to come to pass. Now, I'm going to talk about fasting. I'm going to get right down to the nitty-gritty. We're all in somewhat of a bondage to foods, aren't we? And to drugs, and some to alcohol and all of that. Fasting will relieve your body, you touched on this today, of toxins and poisonous waste and disease. If we could see inside of us that the contamination that's built up over the years, it would just make you sick. Now, I'm not a health food nut. There are a lot of health food nuts. I'm not a health food nut. But I do believe in eating properly vegetables and the clean foods listed in the Bible. Now, you may say that's Old Testament. Well, it's God. God said, Moses, you go down there and tell them people they're not to eat so-and-so, and they're not to eat so-and-so. Now, you may say that's Moses' law. It's not either. It's God's law. And you better read all those things you're not supposed to be eating. Because this overeating business is the real cause of disease. She touched on that. I was wondering where she was going, so I thought, well, Lord, this must be what you want me to talk about. Our blood he talked about this some, needs to be purified both in the natural and in the spiritual. And I want you to go to the very last verse of Joel. It says, "For I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwelleth in Zion." I think that's where the body of Christ is today. The Lord is starting to cleanse our contaminated blood. We've got so much mixture in us, who knows? Now, I think Glenn's going to talk on the sins of the fathers, how it's been visited down upon us. We don't know what our grandparents even did to displease the Lord, and much less 10 generations of incest and the curse of the bastard. And we got those books back there. You need to get them and read them. Some people got so mad at me. A couple weeks ago, they were in such turmoil. They came down here two different times to be prayed for. They were so mad, not at me, but at Earlene Moody on that inherited sexual sin. Just furious. Do you believe that your blood needs to be cleansed? I believe it. Now, see, he comes at it in different angles because he is very educated in science and so on, and he knows all of this. But I am just a housewife. But I can see that my blood, now I'm a mixture of German, Scotch, Irish, and English. And who knows what else. But that's in my great-grandparents. My great-grandparents came from Germany. They were pure Germans. My grandfather, my mother's husband, came from Ireland. So that Irish is in me. My dad's parents were Scotch and Irish and English. And up until I was telling them, my great-grandfather lived to be 98. He was a Methodist circuit rider. We have a lot to be thankful for the Methodists. And he prayed for all of us. My dad said he remembers, as a young man, him praying for not only his children, but his children's children and his children's children and way down, you know. And that included us. You just don't know the prayers you pray, what the Lord is going to do in years to come. And we need to pray. She brought that out so beautiful, to pray for the family, your children. Pray for your husband. You men, pray for your wives. We all need it. And I know Bill must pray for Peggy. And I hope Glenn prays for me. And I hope all of you men pray for your wives. And I hope all you wives pray for your husbands. Because we're living in treacherous times. Things can be going along and look pretty good, and all of a sudden we'll get a call somebody's getting a divorce. And it just hurts you. Divorces are not of God. It was for better or for worse. Now, there's been a lot of worse days, but there's been a lot of better days. And you can make it, every one of you women. I have women come up there. Sometimes they come with two or three little kids that tear up my office and tear the plants down, and they're wanting a divorce. And I said, "Why do you want a divorce?" "Well, I want nicer things." And I said, "You watch soap operas?" "Yes." I said, "Well, no wonder you want a divorce." I said, "These poor little children, a stepfather's not going to love them." There's a lot of women here that's had stepfathers. And the stepfather will never love a child like the real father. And all those families become dysfunctional. And I would talk them out of it, and this is my stark answer. I said, "You may as well keep the husband you've got, because they're all bad anyway, and you'll get a worse one, maybe." Well, isn't that true? Isn't that true? Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and we're going to get our bodies purified, our bloodstream. We're going to have perfect circulation. We're going to be able to conserve our energy. A lot of people wonder, how do we work so hard? I say it's the Lord. Because Glenn and I sometimes are here 16 hours a day, and I can truthfully tell you, I don't get tired. I might look tired. I might need to go home and put on a new face. But paid the barn if it needs it. That's what C.M. Ward says. But you know, I don't basically get tired like a lot of people start whining when they've worked 2 hours, you know. Because we're in the Lord's will, first of all. Our bodies are pretty healthy for our age. And they're going to get healthier. And we're going to get our youth back more and more. Did you see him dancing up there? And
Yeah, and I saw him too. Now, the Bible talks about the God of the belly. Ooh. That's in Romans. Let's go there. I hope I have time because I want to pray for you too. We're going to pray for you. Romans 16. Where is it now? 16. Oh, I'm on 15. I wonder if I can see it. Romans 16, 17, and 18. I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned. A lot of people say, oh, you can't fast because it'll make you sick. It'll make you sicker if you don't fast. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Now, we don't need any slow bellies or God of our bellies. We're to eat what's set before us without murmuring and complaining. I have to tell Glenn that, about that all the time. And Psalm 78 and 30, talking about addictions. There are a lot of addictions to food. How many are addicted to certain foods? We were once praying for a lady, and she was very obese in our house in California, and this spirit was talking out of her. I hate those smart aleck spirits that fast me. Those demons. And it said, it's not going to do you any good to cast me out because I'm going to go right in your kitchen and get that chocolate cake out of your cupboard and make her eat it all. And I really did have a chocolate cake up there. There's probably, there might be something wrong with chocolate. I'm not saying there is or isn't. But you've got to use it in moderation. Moderation. Real moderation. It is poison. I know that. One doctor told me. He told me chocolate and coffee and tea are all poison. Well, you can do what you like about all that. Because my friend who came from Lodi, California here, a friend of hers sent me a 2-pound box of See's candy from California. But I'm telling you, fasting is going to add years to your life. Now, when Glenn had that vision, he had been fasting. We had both been fasting. Now, you can fast many, certain days, but your body gets overworked. Just miss a meal now and then if you think you're going to get sick. Now, I'm going to read you something that's going to stir you up. Our temples are house the Holy Spirit, right? Is that right, theologian? And our temples need a good house cleaning inside. Your intestines are full of horrible smelling, filthy pollution along the sides, along the lining, thick mucus particles on the lining of your stomach. Fasting will unloose this putrefaction, the pus and the filth. Uncleanness invites demons of disease. That is true. Now I'm going to tell you, so how many have ever tried to fast and you got a headache? I'm going to tell you how to alleviate that. Go down to the health food store and get you a can of colon cleanser. And you start taking that when you begin to go on a fast. So you can get yourself cleaned out of these poison gases that's going to rise up when you don't eat food. Food will satisfy it, I guess, satisfy those demons. But this poison is going to come up and you'll get a headache and you'll get sick to your stomach we have one girl that comes here that drinks so much coffee, and she's so addicted to it that she gets deathly sick, even if they give her Sanka someplace where she goes. She has to have that coffee, or she's deathly sick with a headache and everything. Well, she really needs deliverance, and she knows she does. But every time she tries to fast about it, she gets deathly sick. What you need to do is take this colon cleanser, and I sure don't like the taste of it myself, but put some grape juice in it and stir it up like cereal. Take a tablespoon of it or something. Stir it up like cereal and eat it down. It's usually tacky. So it pulls loose this stuff that's sticking, that's causing you problems. And it's unclean. It's filthy the way our intestines have. And that's where the serpentines live there. I'll call them worms. That's what they are. Of course, doctors say there's no such thing as kids having worms nowadays, but that's a lie. And you should take that. Every time you feel hungry, take that colon cleanser, maybe for three meals in that day, and you'll be surprised how well you feel. Drink a lot of water, and some And usually on the box it'll say, take an enema every night when you're taking this. It cleans you out, you see. Now, this is very plain, but I mean, we've got to get down to brass tacks of how to. This is a workshop. And so you take that, and about the second day and the third day, don't eat any food, drink a lot of water, and you'll get cold. So you boil the water like you're going to make a cup of hot tea and sip that hot water, and that'll satisfy your stomach. And you take this stuff for about 3 days, and then you'll go sailing off into your fast. And have you ever tried that?
Oh, yes.
And it's wonderful. What the Lord's going to show you and what the Lord's going to do for you. I know this is kind of plain talk, but it's going to help you, because we've got to come into more than what we've got today to handle all these problems in the church today. Hard cases and this terrible unbelief that hibernates in us and keeps us from believing that I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's so simple. He says that I am the Lord that healeth thee. By his stripes ye were healed. But we've got to have more. We need to have more of the Holy Ghost. And once we get out these unclean spirits out of us and fast, it won't hurt you to fast 3 or 5 days. And after the fifth day, you'll get so excited about how well you feel and how much strength you have that you'll go right on up to 10 days and 21 days. Now, some people have abused these 40-day fasts and nearly killed themselves because they didn't drink enough water. Now, I've never been on a 40-day fast. I'd like to be. You know, Isaiah 58 talks about a fast, and that's an important chapter for us. But we're going to stand up and pray against appetite. You don't have to stand up. You can sit down. Pray about appetite and sexual appetites, eating the wrong food that's unhealthy for us. Now, some people say, well, I have to have my ham and eggs. Well, you can have your ham and eggs if you want it. But that's not what God said to do. I'm not going to go into that because I know you'll all be mad. But I want you to go back in the New Old Testament and read Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, and you'll see where God come down and talked to Moses. You believe God talked to Moses?
Amen.
You believe Moses was a man of God?
Yes.
And God said, Moses, you go out there and tell those, he didn't say those rebellious people, but that's what they were. You tell them what they're supposed to eat and what they're not supposed to eat. Now, a UCLA doctor told a friend of mine, told his mother, don't cook me mushrooms. Because they're the main causes of cancer. You're going to pick up the Los Angeles Times. This was years ago. And you're going to see that mushrooms are one of the main causes of cancer. Well, I pondered that, and I pondered that, and I thought, now, where in the Bible can I find about mushrooms? And I gathered all kinds of literature about mushrooms. They are fungus.
Yes, they are.
And one day I was listening to Dr. Cherry's tapes on food addictions and so on, from John Osteen's church. He's a medical doctor. And he said that in Genesis 1, I think it is, 1 or 2, you're supposed to eat only seed-bearing fruits or vegetables. Seed-bearing. Now, there are a lot of things that are not seed-bearing. But anyway, I got my answer about mushrooms. Well, let's repent for eating incorrectly, eating against the Bible, the God of the belly, overeating, gluttony. You know, they've got enough diets and man-made stuff to make everybody skinny. But you're not going to get skinny with them. You'll lose the proper weight by fasting and dancing before the Lord. That's good exercise. That's one of the chief things. Are you all ready to repent?
Yes.
You really ready?
Yes.
You know, you don't have to join Overeaters Anonymous or whatever all those things are and waste your money. Just ask the Lord to help you to fast.
Dear Father,
we come in the name of Jesus.
In behalf
of our appetites
that's out of order.
In behalf of all these foods
that
we've
eaten incorrectly.
And Lord, we are sorry.
Lord,
we haven't followed your word.
Followed your word. And we need our blood cleansed.
We need our blood cleansed.
Because you promised that you would do it.
You say ask.
And we'll receive.
This
afternoon we're asking you to begin to cleanse our blood and change our appetite, that we'll eat fruits and vegetables. We'll eat the clean food, meat. We will flee away from things that's not good for us. Lord, we want a good, healthy body to stand in these last days. We don't want to lay in the hospital with cancer or AIDS or TB or all of those things. Lord, we need the victory over viruses. We ask you to show us, are these plagues or are these just diseases coming out of our intestinal tract that's filthy? Lord, we ask you to show us by the Spirit. Cleanse us, Lord. Cleanse our minds that we want to change. Lord, we want to be healthy. We don't want to be sick anymore. And Lord, we believe your word. We ask you to deliver us from unbelief. Lord, we know it's in there. Because all things aren't possible to us. Lord, many things are possible. But all things are not possible to us. And Lord, we know your word is truth. We can rely on that. And we ask you to cleanse us. Spirit, soul, and body. We thank you for your blood that you shed for us, that is available to us, free of charge. And right now, Lord, as the Holy Spirit applies the blood, we sit in quietness before you, because your word says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And Lord, we're calling today for you to deliver us from our wrong appetites and these spirits of unbelief. Thank you, Jesus. Now just sit quietly before the Lord. The Holy Spirit is here to destroy these yokes, our mental capacities that we think we have to have certain things or we're going to die. Lord, we thank you for changing our whole body to love those things, those foods that are good for us, and to avoid all the things that we know are not good for us. Lord, teach us. Teach us, Lord Jesus, more about our diets. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the anointing to destroy these yokes of overeating. And Lord, deal with the God of the belly. And we're going to deal with him ourselves. We're going to command him to go and leave us. That destructive force of death that the enemy is trying to kill all of us. Lord, we don't want death. We want life. And life can swallow up death. And Lord, we claim life. You say, if you keep my commandments, you shall move into life. And Lord, we want your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to ask Glenn to come now, and we're going to bind these spirits of unbelief, these gods of the belly, these overeating things, and we're going to believe that we're all going to be able to fast at least one meal, and then two meals, and then three meals, and then days. And you're going to see God move in a miraculous way. You're going to see it. Believe me. You're going to see it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Father, I come in the name of Jesus, and I take dominion over every spirit in Jesus' name, and I bind you to day of judgment in Jesus' name. Command you to come out of these people In the name of Jesus. Jesus said that he gives us authority over these spirits, and that in his name we have dominion, and the blood of Jesus cleanses and washes us, and I take that place of authority, and I bind these spirits to the day of judgment, the day that Jesus shall judge them, and I loose these people from them in Jesus' name. Come out of them, you spirits of gluttony, spirits of...
lust for food.
Spirits of lust for food. I bind you, spirits of lust, I bind you in Jesus' name. Come out of them. Come out in Jesus' name. You spirits of lust, I bind your assignment. Break your assignment against these people, against myself. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Spirit of unbelief. Spirit of unbelief, I bind you and break your assignment over us in Jesus'
name.
Come out. Spirits of unbelief. I bind you. You tell us that we're not healed when the Word says we are healed. I bind your power and break your assignment over us in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Come out. I break your assignment over us. Loose us. Loose us. Come out in Jesus' name. I bind your powers. Break your assignments over God's people. Come out. Unbelief, come out. Spirit of gluttony, come out. Spirit of lust, come out. Lust for food, the spirit of overeating, I bind your power and break your assignment over us in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus. Lust, the sexual lust, I bind sexual lust, sexual perversion, I bind that in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Break your dominion over us in Jesus' name. Sexual lust, perverted lust, I bind perverted sex, I bind that powers in Jesus' name. Break the assignment over these people. Come on out, come out, come out, I bind your power, break your assignment. Jesus is Lord, and I command you to come out in Jesus' name. I break the curse of homosexuality, and I break the curse of lesbianism, I break the curse of bestiality, I break the curse of pornography. Come out, spirits of lust, sexual lust, I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. Lust of the eye, lust of the mind, I break the curses of it in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. I break the curse of lust for food, lust of the eye, I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. Lust of lust of taste for things that we shouldn't eat, I break the curse of it over us in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, all you spirits, I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. Spirit of unbelief, I bind you and every one of us. I break the curse of unbelief over us. We will believe that we're healed. We will believe that the Word of the Lord delivers us. We will believe that the Word of the Lord brings life and health to us. Spirits of unbelief, I bind and break your assignments. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come out. Come out. I break your dominion over us in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I bind your dead judgment. Break your assignment. Come out in Jesus' name.
Take a gut-level breath and breathe them out. The Bible says, cast out evil spirits. That means take a quick breath and throw them out in Jesus' name. You have to cast up, cast out. When you're having a baby, you're bearing down to get rid of that. You're going to cast up, take a deep breath and cough them out and let them go in Jesus' name.
Come on, loose us. Loose us, come out. Come on out. Come on, loose us in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. I break your assignment over us. I loose us from you. I take your rights away. I put the blood of Jesus to cleanse and wash. I take your rights away in Jesus' name. Father, forgive us. Forgive us, Father, so these spirits have no more rights to us. Forgive us, and I break your assignment over us in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Come on, I break your assignments over us. Come on, Jesus is Lord. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. I break your assignment. Come out. Loose us in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on. Loose us in Jesus' name. Come on. Break the assignment over us in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Break the assignment. Loose us. Come out. Come on. I break your assignment in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on out. Loose us. Come on. I bind your dead judgment. I break the assignment over God's people. You have no more rights to us in these areas. Jesus Christ is Lord, and he defeated you at Calvary. You have to obey. You have to obey. Jesus is Lord. You have to obey. In Jesus' name, I break your assignments over us. Come on out. Come on out. I break the assignments that you hold over us. I take your rights away. I take your rights away. I put the blood of Jesus to cleanse them. I loose us from your authority. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Jesus is Lord. I break the assignment, sir, over our lives.
Come on out.
Come on out. Food addictions.
Yeah.
Addictions
food
to get
addiction.
To foods.
Food
I break the spirit of addiction.
Addiction.
The
go
spirit of
Jesus
addiction,
name.
Just the same as addiction
go.
To alcohol and drugs.
Yeah.
Addiction
go.
To certain foods.
Go.
I bind
name.
And break your assignment over us in
thank
Jesus'
you,
name.
Thank you,
anybody
Lord.
Here who's had a drug problem, I break the curse of drugs off of you. I loose you from the curse of it. I break the addiction of it over you. I loose you from the curse of alcohol. I break the curse of alcohol. I break the curse of tobacco. I break the curse of wine. I loose us from the curse of it in
Jesus'
name. I command you to come out of us. Set us free in Jesus' name. I bind your dead judgment. I break your assignment. We put you underfoot. In Jesus' name we bind you. It's written, Satan, that we bind, combine you in chains. I bind the strong man in chains over your life. I break his assignment over you. And I loose you from it in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on out. I break the assignment of it in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on, I loose us from it in Jesus' name. Spirits of drugs, spirits of alcohol, I break the assignment of it in Jesus' name. Addicted to medicines.
In Jesus' name. Come out.
Come out. Come on, I break your assignment in the name of Jesus. Loose us. Loose us in Jesus' name. Come on. Spirits of addiction. Spirits of sex, I break the assignment of it. Spirits of addicted to pornography, I bind and break that over us in Jesus' name. Pornography, I break the curse of pornography in the name of Jesus. Lust, I break the curse of sexual lust in Jesus' name. Break the curse of homosexuality in Jesus' name. I break the perverted sex in Jesus' name. I come against it in the name of the Lord. Break your assignment over God's people in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I come against the spirit that tells us that you can't fast, that you can't go without a meal. If you do, you get a headache. You can't go without a meal. That's a lying spirit. I come against that lying spirit. I break your dominion over God's people, you lying spirit. I bind you. I break your assignment in Jesus' name. You lying spirit, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. I break your assignment in Jesus' name over us. I loose us from it in the Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Father. I thank you for it. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the authority that you said that you give us in the name of Jesus. I praise you for it. I thank you for it. We take that authority this afternoon. We set the captives free in these areas. We break the assignment of it over them in Jesus' name. Come on, Jezebel. I bind the spirit of Jezebel. I bind the spirit of Ahab. Break the assignment of it in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come on out. You have to go. We bind your power. Break your assignment. The blood of Jesus cleanses and washes and to take your rights away. I put the blood of Jesus to take your rights away. I break your assignment over God's people. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I come against mental problems that would keep you from serving the Lord to your best ability. Mental problems that tells you that you can't fast and that you can't do this and you can't do that. I come against mental problems in Jesus' name. I come against the schizophrenia. Spirit of schizophrenia, I bind and break your assignment over God's people. The spirit of schizophrenia, I bind your power and break your assignment in Jesus' name. Loose us. Loose us in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. You have to go. You have to go. Jesus is Lord. You have to go. Jesus is Lord. I bind you to dead judgment. I take dominion over you. I break your assignments over God's people. I loose us from your assignment in Jesus' name. I bind you to dead judgment. Jesus will judge you. I break your assignments. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Loose us. Loose us in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on out. Come on. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to vomit. You don't have to just... most of the time, I yawn. And when it starts, I can't stop. It just does it. And amen. Amen. Come on out. Come on. We break your assignment over God's people. You have to go. We loose us. We loose you. We loose God's people from your assignment. The blood of Jesus separates and cleanses. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Father. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for it, Father. Unbelief, I break your assignment over us. We will believe that we're healed. We will believe that we're delivered. We will believe that we have authority over the powers of Satan. We will believe for our families. Unbelief, I bind and break your assignment over us in Jesus' name. I break your assignment. Unbelief, come out of us. Come out, I bind and break your assignment. We will be a believing people. We will believe the Word of God. We will believe that it is written. We will believe that we're healed. We will believe that the scars and stripes of the whipping post is for our deliverance. We will believe it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for renewing our minds. Thank you, Father, for renewing our bodies. Thank you. Your word says that you renew us as the eagle. We thank you, Lord, that we'll soar on the wings of eagles. We praise you for it, Lord. We thank you for it. We will walk in health. We will walk in health in all of our flesh in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for restoration in the areas that we have been injured or hurt. Forgive us, Lord, for carelessness and the things that allowed us to be hurt. Forgive us for it, Lord, that our bodies can be restored. We thank you for it, Father. We praise you for it. Thank you, Jesus, for restoration in all of our in every area of our body, in Jesus' name.
And renewing our youth.
Thank you, Lord. Father, your word says that you renew us as the eagle. We thank you for it, Father. We praise you for renewing us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's come against all of the spirits of death.
Yes. Yes, I come against the spirit of death. I come against untimely death. I come against the curse of death. I bind you, you spirit of death, you curse of death. I break your assignment over us in Jesus' name. Any words that's been spoken against us, I wish that we would die or that we would die. I break that curse off of us. Spirit of death, I bind and break your assignment over us. We'll have life and not death. I break your assignment. Spirit of death, I bind you. Untimely death, I bind you. Spiritual death, I bind spiritual death. I loose us from spiritual death in Jesus' name. I break the powers of it over us in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. I bind and break your assignments over us in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Spiritual death.
Thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Now we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to come in.
Well,
to
let
you.
Me turn you back on. Are you on?
I don't know. If I'm, am I on?
Well, no, I turned you off over here.
Oh, you turned me off, okay. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit, am I on? To come in to all these vacant places. Now, a lot of you may not think anything happened to you, but you just wait a few days. These things have been bound. They've been commanded to leave. We bind the strong man over every one of you, and we command all those powers to begin to leave, and if they don't leave today, they're going to have to go. Jesus said, I give you power over all the powers of the enemy. And you have to do something. You can't just lollygag and go right back into your sin. If you do, you're going to get seven times worse. I hate to tell you that.
Yes.
No, you need to tell them that.
If you have one demon now that left, and he's going to go out and get seven more and come back if you sin. So we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to come in and fill these vacant areas so you're going to have more of the Holy Ghost than you've ever had before. And as you get... It says be filled with the Spirit. I don't know if anybody in here is really filled totally, 100%. I think we all know it when that happens. Lord, we just minister the power of the Holy Ghost to fill these vacancies. Lord, we believe that the Holy Spirit is free for all of us, and we just take in
We take in, we breathe in the Holy Ghost. We breathe in the Holy Ghost. We cast out the evil powers and we breathe in the Holy Ghost. Take a big gulp. Oh, doesn't that feel good? Take another big gulp. Take it all. Take it all. Take it all in. You're going to be altogether different when you go home from here. And you practice this every day. Breathing in the Holy Ghost. When you minister it out, then breathe it back in. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We glorify your name, Jesus. We thank you for the anointing to destroy all these yokes today, that these people will go home different people. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, Bill Gibson brought me this book, Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting, until I heard Brother Press preach on praying for the nation. I never ever heard that preached anywhere before. And there's more prayer going up. Did anybody see Newsweek? On the front cover, I heard the Baptist station talking about it. On the front cover of Newsweek, I think it was last week, it says, a river, it's on the front cover, a river of prayer across the nation. A river of prayer across the nation. We can change history through prayer and fasting. Prayer is one thing, but you need prayer and fasting. Let's do it by the recipe in the Word.
2 Chronicles 7:14. My people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. I will hear their prayer.
Wait a minute, you left out some.
Huh?
You left out some.
I left out some.
You got to get it all in. Shall humble themselves and pray
and
seek
my
face
and turn from their wicked ways.
Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land.
And now my eyes shall be open and my ears attentive unto the prayers that are made
in
this
place.
That's wherever that you pray, God says, in that place I'll hear your prayer.
Amen. So do you think you heard us today?
He said to be an intercessor.
Yes. Here's this man's watch. Is that yours?
Yes, this is.
Thank you. Bless you. Now we're going to eat in moderation. And I hope none of you have the nerve come up there for a second helping. I don't care for what you can eat anything you want to eat. But I mean, if we're going to start being temperate, we should start right now. Okay? You love me?
Yeah.
Praise God.
Father, we thank you for the food that has been prepared and the cooks that have gotten it ready. We bless the cooks. Thank you for making it health to all of our flesh. Amen.
Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.